November 14th, Michael Franzese.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Back when Michael was a notorious mob boss, he was earning $5 to $8 million a week from businesses, both legal and illegal, which landed him in prison. Who would have guessed that he would spend the best years of his life speaking to people all over, encouraging them, and telling them about Jesus Christ? Here's how it happened. Your darkest night is no match for God's light. In any prison, He can reach you. Michael Franzese wanted to go to medical school, but when he was just 22, his father, a notorious mobster, invited him to join the mafia. 2 years later, Michael and five others took a blood oath and heard, "Tonight you are born again into new life." By age 35, Michael was earning money on par with Al Capone and was the youngest person on Fortune magazine's survey of the 50 biggest mafia bosses. But his life took an unexpected turn when he fell in love with a young woman who was a follower of Jesus. Seeing the contrast between the two of them, Michael started making changes. He knew the only way to leave the mob was in a coffin, but more than anything, he wanted to start a new life with this beautiful girl. To clear his name, Michael made a deal with the feds. He spent 5 years locked up, and for one of those years, he was transported from prison to prison in an attempt to break him down and make him a cooperating witness. Michael held his ground while his young bride and newborn child waited for his release. Finally, he got out on parole. He started to rebuild his life while literally dodging bullets. Whenever the FBI informed him his life was in danger, he had to move his family. 13 months later, he made a mistake, a costly one. Failing to file an income tax return landed him back in prison. The feds told him, "It's over." They were locking him up for life, indicting him on another racketeering case. He was 39, without hope. "It was the worst night of my life," he said. That night, a prison guard brought Michael a Bible. The angry prisoner slammed it against the wall, but picked it up a moment later and asked God to help him. The book fell open to Proverbs, and Michael started reading. A proverb made everything clear to him. "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." Proverbs 16:7. Michael kept reading, devouring the Word of God and other Christian books his wife sent him. When he was formally released on parole in 1997, he was not only a free man as far as the law was concerned, but he was also a free man in Christ, truly born again into a new life. Does your life seem hopeless? Your darkest night is no match for God's light. In any prison, He can reach you.
Well, hey, man. This is Eric Bloom, growth pastor at Landing Place Church in Commerce City, Colorado. Today's November 14th, and we just heard from Michael Franzese. The main theme that I hear in this story is the dark night of the soul. And that's another historical reference. The term started from a guy named St. John of the Cross, I think in like the 15th century, but essentially means that when we have a moment in our lives where it just feels like winter in our hearts, minds, all around us, life just feels dead around us. We would call it a dry season, to use our terms today. When we're in a dry season, we might be seeking God, but what we've done in the past isn't working anymore. The same worship music isn't doing it for us. The ways of praying or reading scripture, the times where we've really had, it's been really life-giving for us, is no longer life-giving. And, we might even find ourselves in a situation where there's just loss. I remember a couple years ago, I was in a season where I ended up transitioning out of a job, and I found myself with my family of four in my mom's basement, and we were living there, and I was hiring delivery drivers remotely. And it was a moment of going from pastoring to no longer pastoring. And I just remember, like, this is the dark night of my soul. Who am I if I'm not pastoring? And you might be there where you have like a, who am I if I don't have blank, or it's not going to be until I'm blank that then I'll be satisfied. One thing that St. John, of the Cross teaches, and I think that is really emulated in Michael's story, is that God meets us in the dark night of the soul, and he purges us of things that are within us, whether it's idolatry, things that we are self-reliant on, or even maybe ways of relating to God that need to die, as far as having a certain emotional standard when we read scripture, that if we don't feel a certain way, then we judge our quiet time with him as a failure. And sometimes God, well, not sometimes, but all the time, that God is faithful to meet us in whatever season we're in, and especially a dark night when he's purging us, because the end goal of his purging is to lead us into greater communion with him, greater friendship with him, and to delight and love the things of him. And so, man, I want to invite you to consider today, what is God purging in your life? If you find yourself in a dry season or a dark night of the soul, what is God inviting you into? Even if you don't feel it, maybe he's leading you in a certain direction. I just want to encourage you, men, that to press on towards him, because even when we don't feel him, he's still at work, and he will continue to draw us to him in this season. So be encouraged, friends.